yourself still?
No.
Why don't you give yourself a nice little monologue? Your opening monologue. Come on, don't tell me you haven't thought about it. I know that you watched Jimmy Fallon, and you're all like, "I bet that could be me." And you sit there.
Oh right, yeah. No, I never think I could be Fallon. I don't.
No.
Okay. Come on. Maybe I could do like a Larry Wilmore, Trevor Noah style.
Okay. I can have
Timberland produce my opening theme.
He did Noah's. I was going to ask.
But he did the New Daily Show. So
Trevor Noah, I'm a fan. I am a fan. But would you hang out with him? Yeah. You don't think he's kind of a short distance goes a long way? No.
No. My people have to stick together.
You're a very marginalized group.
Yeah. Me, Obama, Noah.
You guys are all just the chocolate milk of people. Gotta get a little brown.
Oh, no. We're God's Photoshop.
Mm. Not Paint Shop. Paint Shop Pro. Jask.
No.
Did you ever use any Photoshop alternatives back when?
I think I used Paint Shop Pro.
Hell yeah. Absolutely you did.
Back in the pre Photoshop days.
No, Photoshop was out there. It was just a direct
editor.
Yeah,
but
oh, I see what you mean. You yourself weren't a personal user.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would still prefer not to be a user.
Of Photoshop?
Yeah, because
you want to get out of the game.
Yeah, but like, I already pay for it every month.
you can stop.
Yeah, but I use Premiere and I use After Effects,
but
and I actually enjoy those.
You can pay for them not as the suite, right? You can just pay for the individual.
You can, but it immediately gets much more expensive. I do. I mean, I use Lightroom and stuff, and I like Lightroom, but it's Photoshop. Photoshop feels like Microsoft Word. You know?
Yeah, is it?
It's just so heavy, and like it feels like iTunes, which is funny because I use Apple Music. It's like all of those programs are just so heavy. Ooh, my lights just turned on. This has got really romantic.
Oh shit! You didn't do? Yeah,
did you see that? You
I
see
absolutely
that video?
See that. I don't. I'm.
I haven't moved in 20 minutes. I think so. The lights turned out, but if I do this, if I raise the roof, nope, I can't even raise the lights on.
You're gonna hear my screen capture. Well, any time that you raise the roof is it's a celebratory time for all, really. Yeah.
Raise the roof off.
Blow the roof off the sucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good one.
We didn't start the fire.
I'm out of song titles.
It's getting hot,
fire starter.
So let's take off all your clothes.
A little Prodigy fire starter. Just move your chair back a little bit. I'd like to call this podcast to the beginning. It's a good Sunday. It's nice
Sunday.
And cloudy out there.
It's the 10th day of January.
10 Jan.
It's 1:48 p.m.
Jan
Pacific
days.
Standard Time.
So Happy New Year.
Chance. Happy New Year. Happy 2016, man.
Feels good to... I mean, those numbers just keep getting higher, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't... If they start going backwards... Then
started at the bottom of 2000. Now we're here.
And now we're here.
Well done. Some would say that we know each other. Season 4.
Yeah.
SO4, yeah. EO1.
Season 4. These arbitrary season numbers that we've made up.
I feel like they do kind of it's a natural thing. I don't think that we have the episode count for it to make sense, but the seasonal. I feel like we're different people in the winter, and we're different people in the.
Oh, you're going that kind of seasonal. I think we just change seasons when we don't do two episodes. We don't do an episode for 2 months. And then we just
right, but I mean, if you spend 2 months not doing an episode, it's inevitably going to be a different season than when you did your last one.
Yeah. We went on hiatus. We went on holiday hiatus. When was the last time we did a show?
Do you remember? It was October. Or maybe October? November.
Really?
I have the notes from... The note is October 25th, and so that means it probably came out sometime early November. Good band.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I've actually been collecting a few thoughts, actually. That's what happens when you leave me alone for so long, Josh. I have a little bulleted list of thoughts. I wanted to talk to you about Thanksgiving. That's where we left off. That was the next thing happening in our lives.
Did I see you?
No.
I did not see you.
You are a missed presence in my Thanksgiving holiday. I spent it with my manager, with my bossy man.
That's exciting.
He had me over and fed me too much, and then I proceeded to slightly nap on his couch.
I guess I did see you, because the Chance show is the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what...
So I did see you before Thanksgiving. I probably saw you on Thanksgiving in a, hey, goodbye, have a good, safe trip back to Santa Barbara.
It's always so treacherous. Well, it is now with all the rain. But we saw a few shows, which you documented how many shows you saw this past year, and it was a lower number than we both expected. Yeah. I don't know how that... You must be forgetting something somewhere.
No, I went through my calendar. So for listeners of the show, I'm gonna go through the whole thing.
Yeah, start at the beginning.
Yeah. So Steven Soderbergh, director of films that you've seen, like the Ocean's films, every year he puts together a list of everything he watched, and includes the episodes of TV he's directed or whatever. And I thought it was pretty cool, so I started doing the same thing last year. And I have a running count of every episode of TV, every podcast, every movie, every concert, every book, every comic book that I have
consumed,
listened to or watched or whatever, taken in.
Yeah.
And do you just want to jump into that?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great place to start. Yeah. It's where I essentially just want to talk to you about the end of your year and the beginning of this one. So I think lists are a great way to reflect and give each memory its due, as, you know, you tend to only remember the most. Unless I write something down, you know, I won't remember the intimacies about it. And yeah, like it's an important part of the end year process, I think, is for people to publish lists of their favorites. And then, oh yeah, I do remember really liking that song and playing it way too much. And then you finally discarded it for whatever else was coming in. And now you get to live in March again. March was a nice month.
Yeah.
Was it not?
March
it was
good.
What happened in March? Month. Did something.
I was, another year of my existence was celebrated.
Yeah, you know, I recently put your birthday in my calendar. Yeah.
Yeah? Yours has been in there since we were like 16.
Yeah, that's why I had to eventually put yours in there. let's go into your...
I just want to point out to the listeners, if it sounds like I'm whispering at times and like I'm really over the microphone, there's a meeting in my office happening today, so I'm trying to be somewhat quiet and not like...
Is that why the lights are out?
The weird
That's
guy.
Why the lights are out.
I don't know why the lights don't come back on. I'm like, usually this happens when I'm like editing and I'm not moving, but then I just raise my hands in the air and then lights turn on. I'm like am I like riding a roller coaster or something? But you can see me.
Well, I totally see you. I only see you right now.
Nothing. Luckily, I have two giant screens.
What I'm really hoping is that someone comes in and sees you in the dark talking to a man with some headphones on, sipping on this month's sponsor for my office. Anyway, this is a distance episode. Oh. I don't think anyone really cares what the configuration is.
You're in Santa Barbara. Yeah, I'm in LA. We're not together. You can tell when we're together. We're much more
I think
happy.
I think that's a truth. That's so not far off. But I want to thank Fancy Pants Vineyards for this month's or week's Pinot Grigio Vintage 2014, which is you know, not vintage at all. And it's a white.
It's well, it is. It's a white, 2 years old.
And you know, it's it is wine. That's what I can confirm. It's definitely.
I can see the cork. I can see it bouncing around.
Right, and let's get just one line from their notes here. And Fancy Pants, we believe every day is an opportunity to live a little fancier. So break out the good china, use the elegant stationery, and enjoy it all over a sip of Fancy Pants wine. Yeah. So yeah, that's absolutely. Nice. You're gonna. I upped my $10 limit of wine to $12, and so there's a whole new, you know, what would you call that?
Category.
It's more like raising from one rung to the other.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I thinking of? It's a very simple word. Where you put. So aisles, and then you put things below and above each other in the aisle. Shelf. $10 and $12 is a whole new shelf. It's like the third shelf up. I'm almost at eye level. Right, pour. That famous taggage pour into the coffee. Hey, I broke all my wine glasses, so I had to start from zero.
I get that. No, many of our glasses have been...
Should I just get an Amazon subscription to a wine glass, one every 3 months?
Yeah, probably.
So let's get into some highlights of your year.
Oh, okay. So I described Steven Soderbergh. I have my list, and here are the stats, and they're gonna sound kind of ridiculous.
Yep.
Because these numbers are kind of high. So the item. The media that I took in the most, the highest number were podcasts.
Oh, man.
I listened to 565 episodes of podcasts, and that number actually started mid-February, so it should be higher.
By about, what, like a 8% or so?
According to my math, I listened to about 1.5 episodes of podcasts a day.
That's so...
Which is less crazy than... Then, like, when you break it down like that, you listen to a 20-minute podcast every day. That's not that
bad. Yeah, but your podcasts are not 20 minutes.
No, because I listen to John Roderick podcasts, and those are 2 hours.
No, and then you listen to Daring Fireball, and I mean, that's sometimes I have shied away from a 2.5-hour episode. I'm like, I'm not going in. That's the Titanic.
Yeah. Well,
that podcast needs an intermission.
Yeah. Well, I will say 30% of the podcasts I listen to are the Rachel Maddow Show, which is, you know, the news program on MSNBC. Mm-hmm. So I was 176 of the episodes.
Oh,
so 30% of them is just,
and that's a short format show
when I go to work.
Right?
It's like 44 minutes. So, you know, when I'm like making coffee and making breakfast and then, you know, getting dressed in the morning, that's pretty much what I listen to.
Oh, okay.
So that's not that crazy.
Josh starts his day with Rachel Maddow, everyone. That's
pretty, you know. Yeah. A little coffee, a little Rachel Maddow.
a little coffee.
A little shower. okay, so 474 episodes of television, which is 1.3 episodes of TV a day. Now, 17% of those episodes are The Daily Show.
Okay. I'm not sure why does that deserve a call out? Is it because that's the highest number is that the highest percentage? Because I mean,
I just thought it was interesting. Because then subsequently, 35% of the episodes of that I watched were late night shows. So John Oliver, Larry Wilmore, Daily Show, Colbert or Fallon.
Right. Okay.
So like, you know, these numbers start to seem a little less crazy when you say a third of what you watched in a year was just 20-minute or hour-long, like, comedy.
Right, and I suppose it does bear mentioning that the idea is not 500 episodes of original scripted acted content. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're getting at there. Because yeah, when that comes out to me, I'm thinking, okay, so he finished up New Girl, really fell in deep into
like a 8-season long.
Yeah, show. Right. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no. So 119 new albums.
Damn.
New music to me.
Yeah, right,
me.
Right, right.
So there could be stuff in there that's several years old.
That's a nice, healthy number. I don't think mine's near that at all.
That's one new album every 3 days.
Yeah, that's not me at all. Damn. And yeah. I mean, I consider myself a music fan, so.
Yeah. I read 302 comics.
And I'm not sure if there's a stipulation there. They're all kind of around the same length, right? Because you're not really counting graphic novels.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes they're, you know, 12 pages or 20
right.
pages.
They're mostly 20 pages.
It's not that
right?
crazy.
Like most of them are around the same format.
I watched 58 movies.
Okay. That seems low for you. Is that low for you? Considering their length. Well,
considering,
I mean, that's a move. That's almost, that's just barely over one movie a week, which seems low for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't watch that many movies though. I watch a lot more TV, obviously. Yeah,
apparently so.
I read 6 books.
Okay. One of them was an instruction manual on podcasts.
Yeah.
The other was how to watch 500 episodes of TV in 1 year.
Yeah, I mean, 2 of the 6 books were about comic books.
So do those count? Okay. Yeah,
but they're not comic books. Actually, one was kind of a comic book, but one was a book. It was a book
club. Got it.
And then we went to, most of them, went to 9 concerts, performances, or live events.
And that's...
That includes
that's
football.
Less... For some reason, including that as a performance just tickles me a lot. So we went to 9 ticketed events. Is that how you would?
Yeah. You and I only went to, what would you say, 3 of these?
Damn, 3? That's it?
4. D'Angelo, The Soul Action Show, Hiatus Coyote, Chance the Rapper.
There's no black and white this year.
There was no black and white this year. See, the year before, that number would have been probably 2 or 3 times as much because we went to so many black and white
shows. In a row. Like the last time that we saw someone play live.
We went to like 10. We went to like 10 the year before.
I think that's a nice, healthy number, you know?
Yeah. That was also when you lived in LA, so we could go to more concerts.
Hey, I've got a list of shows coming up that we should go to.
Yeah, well, I mean, Gold Link's in February.
I'm gonna hit that. I'm in. Yeah. In it. Yeah, actually, that was on my notes that we missed the Gold Link EP released, and I was sad about it. And then we missed the Kendrick show because it sold out in how many seconds? Like, is it the singular number seconds?
It was ridiculous.
Actually, these notes are kind of sad. There's 3 notes that are sad notes. It's 2 missed shows and then RDO going the way of the buffalo, which was that not just heart-wrenching a little bit? The email that sent out is so heavy.
Hey, we're closing in like a week, so...
Get your music. We loved...
We're going to Pandora now.
We loved being alive and people. Yeah. But, you know, bills.
Yeah.
Not
a lot of people using RDO, apparently. Not enough people using RDO. It's way better than Spotify.
There were plenty of people using RDO. And you left us. So don't even.
I saw the writing on the wall. I knew it was
what was it when you had to install Flash when you installed the program? What was the writing on the wall? I would like to know what you think are the signs of a dying software.
You know, they just didn't seem like it just didn't have enough of the people weren't talking about RDO. You know, when there would be articles about Taylor Swift's albums being on a streaming service, they were only talking about Spotify. Yeah. Is it going to be on Spotify? And then it was, is it going to be on Apple Music? And then also, like, Tidal. Tidal's going to be closed this year, right?
You think so?
I think so.
Hey, I wouldn't fight that.
Plus, like, everyone else was purchased. You know, there was Mog, right? Right? They were bought by Beats, mm-hmm. which was then bought right. by Apple. And then, let's see, is Rhapsody yeah, still around?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
It's okay. one of them.
Is Napster still around?
It is.
As, like, cause they
Napster,
had
Napster rebooted, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they were, like, streaming. They rebooted into, like, a streaming.
Right, yeah, right? And they're still around. Yeah.
But that's, like, it. What other music stream? I guess there's, like, Sony's music streaming service. Mm-hmm. And what are all the ones that are on Sonos? Like,
I mean, that's pretty much the only reason that I know that any of these are still alive yeah. is because I have to update their copy. And yeah. it's like, Napster, do you... how are you relevant to this crowd? Are you sure? I'm actually going to double check on that because, really, it could have failed silently or something. But as far as I understand, Napster never really went out of... business. They yeah. just
yeah they kind of just disappeared
silently
for a
changed
while.
I mean yeah. you can't go out with a that's a tasteless joke, never mind. I was gonna mention Groove Shark. You can't all go out like that, but that's a sad story. Hey man, software game be cray.
Yeah, and then SoundCloud kind of took over a lot of things,
and for too. Any Grooveshark was a music service that was largely illegal and inappropriate that yeah. somehow survived the windfall of lawsuits since its inception. And yeah,
they were around a while.
They were. I mean,
and it seemed improbably
I
around.
Think until last year or 2 years yeah. ago when they really did have to close their doors and their creator committed suicide. Or
really?
Yeah. Oh, you did wow, that. Oh, so that's why I was trying to be sensitive regarding it, because going out with a bang, and he wow. You know. Yeah, it's directly related to his company being, you know, sought after the way it was, which, you know, I can't mm-hmm. imagine what the repercussions of such an act would be, because it's not like the lawsuit gets dropped because the company still gets, and sometimes companies are people, sometimes they're not. Like, the company is still going to have to answer to what was going on for years.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably owed a couple million.
Tens of millions. They know no bounds. They don't use money the same way that we do.
No, those numbers don't make sense to us.
But, you know, I think the RDO folks, those messages, you know, did you scroll through it? Where when they sent you what? The email saying RDO is closing, here's the music yeah, that you listened it. To. What was your most yeah. listened to? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember. It was probably Subtract. it was Subtract for, I was on RDO for what, 2 or 3 yeah. years, maybe right. longer. I think I was on RDO when I was in Ohio.
Yeah, definitely, because that's when you, I remember making this switch to, from Spotify to RDO based on your suggestion, and you yeah. might have been on
so at least 4 or 5 years.
Wow, that's impressive, 5 years. Because I've only, so I had it, but I didn't use it as much, and I still yeah. really actually used quite a few. Oh, was that ding on your end, my end?
I was on your
Shoot.
End.
Sorry. So when I went to look at my stats, I was actually really surprised, because RDO had a pretty particular usage in that mm-hmm. my most listened to album was Drake. And I find that wildly, wildly inaccurate. I definitely listened to his music quite a bit, but I'm realizing that I used RDO for certain types of music. Like, right. I still use my personal library for a lot of things, and SoundCloud doesn't, you know, like, yeah, all the services. So I was like, here's what you used RDO for. That's pretty much.
Yeah, to listen mm-hmm. to Drake.
It was my Drake adapter. It's pretty much my tap into the popular pop music.
Yeah, I think mine had to have been Subtract. Mm-hmm. Because it was number one on my most played for like 3 years.
Wow. Okay.
And then the new album came
right
out. So I have to assume it was Subtract. And then probably Little Dragon after that.
Wow, you got that much into Little Dragon?
Oh yeah, that first album was like my default album.
I like default albums, definitely.
It was, you know, you just open iTunes and you immediately click on something, it's the same thing.
Yeah, like, I can listen to these 12 songs over and over and over.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, actually that audio email was, I think more services should be interested in doing that. Maybe you can get something from Gmail or your email client that says you emailed this person this many times.
Some apps I use have those kinds of stats, like Text Expander has.
Oh, nice.
Stats. Let's see. What's my statistics on Text Expander? Mm-hmm. I have expanded 5,991 snippets, damn, which has saved 405,431 characters. Oof. I saved me 22 hours and 52 minutes at 60 words per minute.
No. I don't think you saved that much time. Do you? Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you saved an entire day this past year because of that app?
Maybe.
Actually, it would be several days because it's not like you would... No, never mind.
I mean, I use it a lot. Mm-hmm. I just my like email signature alone.
Why do you text expand your email signature?
Well, because it has the office phone number, the cell phone number.
But your email just doesn't have that at the bottom already?
No, because I don't always want to send it.
Why?
Because I'm selective about what goes in my emails. Not everything needs a signature.
Like what?
If I'm in midst of conversation with, you know, the people in my office, they don't need the email signature.
But,
and if I'm in conversation with, say,
this is why I don't think it saved you that much time, because it wouldn't, that doesn't matter. Like if your email signature is there or not in the office, like are you trying to truncate the amount of reading?
Yeah. Well, I only need, it's like, you know, when you drop people off of an email thread, when it's like, hey, this person doesn't really need to be on here anymore. I try to do that with.
So you're just like carving people out of your email conversations, dropping the signature. Yeah. You're probably not even using punctuation in this shit. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, I am efficient with my emails. Yeah. All right. Some emails need signatures. Some do not.
And maybe depend. Like, is your signature like that gaudy and full of technicolor rainbow GIFs that you sometimes don't include it?
There's a horizontal rule.
Yeah.
It's got my name, the company name.
So far, so good.
Office number, cell phone number, fax number, okay. Space, address, website.
Address, the physical address.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You don't need my, because it's more formal. See, that's the thing. I use the signature when I'm being more formal with work. If I'm talking to a client, if I'm trying to, give someone money, mm-hmm, like a vendor,
right?
But if I'm just emailing with the co-owners of the company, they don't need that. They don't need that information.
No, they don't.
So I'm selective about how I email.
I get it.
So my signatures are very specific, man. Come on.
I'm absolutely behind you, and I'm definitely, listen, I'm at least half of the professional that you are. And I feel like Text Expander is telling you that you saved this much time by not having your email signature in there. You don't need your email in there. Or you don't need your, do you have your email in your signature? Okay.
No.
Some people have it, and it's like, what's going on? But your physical address, we're not writing letters. We're not writing letters anymore.
You know what? You're right. I deleted it.
There it goes. Okay. So it's gone.
It's gone. The website, but the website's still there.
The website should definitely stay. Maybe the website could be hyperlinked in your company name. What do you think?
Oh, see, I use plain text.
And that saves nobody anything.
Well, I just like plain text emails. No one likes an HTML email.
No one likes an HTML email yet. If you looked at,
That's what I use Markdown.
You use Markdown to write your
in emails. I use Markdown formatting for visual clarity in my emails.
That's the key word right there, visual clarity.
I'll use a little hashtag, a little pound mm-hmm. sign for headers of sections of notes, mm-hmm, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And I'll use hyphens for bullets. I'll use asterisks around words to emphasize.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I need this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. The only formatting that an email needs is bullets. That's it. If you're bolding mm-hmm. shit, if you're italicizing shit, you're doing too much. It's right. An email. We're lucky that someone reads it.
Right.
Do you ever feel like you get the red receipt? Someone says, "Okay."
Oh, I would like a yeah. read receipt.
Oh, can you get a read receipt for email? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Damn.
You can set that up. I get that a lot. This person's requesting a receipt. Would you like to send mm-hmm. it to them? Mm-hmm. And I say no. Well, 100% of the time, why? I say no. Because why are you asking whether or not I read the email?
So that they don't have to ask if you read the email.
Yeah, but when I respond to you, you'll know if I read the email.
Mm.
It's just kind of rude.
You're putting a lot of trust. And a lot of, you know, I feel like you're projecting your goodwill and your own well-being onto people that read your emails, and that's just not. Now, you never like sent an email that clearly outlined something, and then you met with that person, and it's as if that you didn't tell them anything at all.
Well, yeah, that's happened, so, but what? What's a read receipt gonna do about that? So what if they click on the email, it sends the read receipt, but they don't read it?
Well, no, they're requesting that from you. Mm-hmm. And so they have peace of mind. They just have peace of, so I've turned read receipts back on my phone, and it's because I want to, on text messages. And it's because I want to live a cleaner life, right? I want to lead a life where someone knows if I read their message or not, and they. What does hiding a read receipt like get you? Like, why not just have that?
Well, I can also have that moment of somebody can text me or email me. I can read it, but I don't have to respond immediately.
No. But you never had to respond immediately. Read receipts?
Yeah, but if there's a red receipt, it says, hey, this person read it at 6:58 yeah. p.m. If I don't want to respond until the next yeah. day, then I can. Yeah. But if it says it's yep. red, that person who can see that I read yep. the text will say, why didn't you just respond? You read it. Why couldn't you just respond?
And what do you have to do with that? What do you yourself have to do with them not getting a response from you? Do you know what I'm asking?
No.
Their processing of what they've asked you, the why is not for you to answer. It's for them to ponder or do whatever they want with it.
Okay, so let's make this so you send me yeah. a text. And you're asking me a question. What time do you want to do the yep. show? And I have read receipts
yep.
on. And I see your text and yep. I look at it, but I don't want to respond
yep.
then. If let's say I don't respond until yeah. the next day or 6 hours yep. from then, when you're looking at your phone and you see that message that I responded mm-hmm. that I haven't yet responded yep. to, and you're like, he read it 3 hours ago. Why didn't he respond? That's a whole level of anxiety that I'm putting on you, no, I am putting on myself. No,
okay, keep going. I'd like you to.
No, that's but if there is no read receipt, if I don't say mm-hmm. I read it, you can just assume maybe I'm at mm-hmm. a read, or maybe I haven't mm-hmm. read it yet. Maybe I haven't looked at my mm-hmm. phone yet.
And what I'm, is that?
Maybe I'm
I
running.
I feel like that. Hey, maybe you are running. I would like that answer. I would like that to be an auto reply from
just,
you.
I can just tell my watch. I can add that.
I want to add an auto reply to anyone that sends me a text message that's a workout post, and sends them a selfie of me and.
It's the same one every time, though.
No, I think that the read receipt is, I think it does what it's supposed to do. And I don't think that you should ask questions in a text message that you think is deserving of an answer that would induce anxiety if you did not receive it soon. Mm-hmm. So what time do you want to do the show is completely different from I've encountered an emergency situation and I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that the read receipt is something of a, I'm the anxiety inducing part is not lost on me, but the anxiety happens anyway without it. And it happened without it before. And when you sent an email, there was something of, there's a, that little twinge. Like when you're waiting on an, a, on an interview or something like that, or you're waiting for something that matters and you email is the way that you're going to receive that message. That's the same type mm-hmm. of anxiety that you get when you have a non-read receipt message being sent, because it's sent and all it says is delivered. And really, you know that the person probably has seen it if an hour or so has passed. That's how connected we are. No. Maybe. There's no. I don't accept. I don't accept maybe. there's so little time of... Can you think of the last time you spent 2 hours not connected to your messages?
Well, I saw The Revenant last Saturday. I was 2.5 yeah, hours. Yeah,
but if someone had sent you a message, would you have gotten it?
No, because my phone was off.
Come on, Josh.
My phone was off. I turn my phone off when I go see a movie. My phone was off.
Let's not do this. This is a... Josh, things are not going to happen if you tell me that your phone is off during a movie. Is it on airplane? No? Yeah. It's powered
it's on,
off.
It's on... It is...
Power save mode? It's off. Like... Is it low... Are you talking about low battery mode? Did you, like, dim the screen?
No. Like, I got to turn it back on.
Like, hold the power button, turn it back on. That's dangerous as fuck, man. What are you doing?
Why?
You didn't think it happened. You could get a. I could be asking you what time are we going to do the show, and you're sitting there with your phone off.
Right, and if I and
check this out, if I send you that message and you give me the red receipt, that's a message. The red receipt mm-hmm. is a message.
Yeah, but it's this. It's no.
What?
No.
Fine. I'll.
My phone's off when I'm sleeping. Kind of. I mean, it's on Do Not Disturb. Mm-hmm.
And that's a nice feature. I do like that feature.
So I changed my email signature
for you. Yeah, okay. So what is it now?
So it's horizontal roll.
I'm so glad that you... do you not assume the horizontal rule in a...
No.
Okay, yeah, fine. No. Fine. I mean, that's a standard, but yeah. It's
like
really
it.
Nice. Looks good. I like when you email me.
My name, company name. Company website with no www or http.
Oh, yeah.
And see what you're doing? Space. Yeah. So, you know, line break.
Wait, no. Wait.
You know, empty line.
Okay. Oh, I get it. Space in the lines.
Space, yeah. And then phone number, office, and cell. No more fax number. No more address.
That's all right. Daddy. What do you think? Do you feel better? Like, does it...
Well, the problem is, okay, so I'm looking at it. And I think about this.
Yeah, obviously.
And I'm looking at it. And my name, you know, the J is capitalized, obviously.
Tell me any more obvious things about your email signature, I will have an issue.
The O in original is capitalized. But the O in original in the URL is not capitalized. Right. And it kind of bothers
me. I think you should capitalize it. I think you should for the pattern.
Oh, but that looks... So do I capitalize the F in film in the URL?
No. Mm.
But then it just looks like a blur of... See, this is the struggle that I
actually have. It's not that much of it. What it is the website is not... It's a noun, right? It's a person, place, or thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a URL. And
sort of.
Yeah, but every other noun... Every other item in your signature starts with a capital letter.
I know, and that's the struggle.
It's not a struggle. Right, you just
Dick. Do I put in?
You've seen.
Do I have to make it its own line so that it doesn't follow the same rules? So do I have to put my name, the company name, space, mm-hmm. Empty right. line, then URL, space, empty line, office cell? Or do I lowercase office and cell, maybe make it just the letter O, lowercase C,
yep,
and then phone number? I hate the way that looks.
I don't like the way it looks either. I'm envisioning it. One, I don't like that you have two different numbers.
Well, it does make sense.
I know it makes sense.
Office.
I'm thinking about the kind of messages that you're sending, and I'm wondering if anyone... So let's say someone gets to your signature, like, oh, we need to call Josh right. about this. When they yeah. want to reach you, when that person wants to reach you, the person that you're emailing that you want to see your super fancy signature and your and really understand that you're a businessman and you're about business...
Yeah,
they'd probably rather reach you by cell phone immediately.
Yeah, but I hate when people call my cell.
Then don't put it in your...
That's why I have an office
don't
number.
Don't put it in your email then.
Yeah, but if somebody needs me at 6,
right.
I gotta have... I am reachable. Yeah. I just don't... I prefer people call... That's why office is first. See, this is all thought about. Office is first. That means that's the first number you see. Hey, it's 2 o'clock. He's probably at the office. So they call the office number. And then if it's 7 at night and they say, I'm going to call my cell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now when you have your phone number, when you write your phone number, do you do parentheses around the area code? Or do you do area code dot and then the first 3 digits dot last 4 digits?
So okay, here's how mine's written out. I do the addition sign. I do addition sign 1.
Oh. Yeah.
Then I do the then I do a dash, and then I do a parenthesis, and then I write out the letters of the number. It's yeah. real. Everyone fucking hates it. And then for the last 4 digits, I actually don't write out the numbers individually. I write out 9,270. And it's like a little it's a puzzle for people. Yeah, I like a check. Which is great. Yeah. I like writing numbers on checks because you have a little choice sometimes. It's like, do you say 1,700 or do you say 1,000?
I usually just put 100.
I write out the 100.
I write the emoji. I write the 100 emoji.
God. And then, the fact... So... We've talked about the Venmo messages, right? How Venmo messages are just great, and how people are like paying each other for rent and everything. Every time I check back into it, it's even more like I just want to see on Venmo like divorce papers, and it's like the little clipboard emoji.
I mean. Someone paid someone else for energy on Venmo 7 mm-hmm. seconds ago. 11 seconds ago, one person paid someone else with the memo of "you are" letters capital yeah. U, lowercase R. So yep. you're an idiot.
I hope that's bail money. I hope that's.
But see, here's the thing: I can like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. And then I can... This is the public yep. feed. I can just request money from this person that I don't know.
What do you think? What do you think the odds are if you just requested money from everyone in your public feed? Like, if you would just... Could you... We're at that place. Let's see.
So, like, major pizza hangover today.
Yeah.
Bottle service. Somebody paid somebody for bottle service 1 minute ago.
Are people going out right now? It is 3 in the afternoon. What is going on?
Beer. That was a minute ago.
Okay.
Islands. I assume the restaurant. 1 minute ago. Ooh, sexual services.
Yeah. Hey, hooray. Great.
1 minute.
I got one that's just the...
Pizza.
Nice. The pizza emoji. Yeah.
Emoji.
I got the toilet emoji right now.
Yeah, somebody had the poop emoji a few minutes ago. This is what the podcast is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We just read the
Venmo. I feel like we should have a moment where we read our Venmo, you know, our Venmo feeds.
Grocery bills minus what I owe you. That's nice.
Oh, one from me.
Catan.
Yeah. Oh, mine says kindness and love.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Someone paid somebody for that good winky face that, emoji.
Oh, yeah.
That good, that, good. You know that
G U D G U D.
No. No, okay. No.
Whatever. Fine.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Hi. One of them is
it
hi.
It just says hi. Like as in like weed hi or no?
Yeah, no, as in like hello.
Oh. Hi. And then $1,200.
Yeah.
So we gotta
figure out my email signature. We can do this offline.
Oh, we can. I feel like you're off to a good start. I feel like you're actually asking yourself the questions of, you know.
I'm just gonna send it to
okay,
you.
Okay. Yeah. Right please.
I'm gonna expand it using my.
Could you put the email signature in the subject line and then have nobody? I'm really trying to have nobody emails in 2016.
Do you have subject lines in your text? I was texting it to you.
Wait, do I have?
I texted you my email signature. Okay,
there it is.
See how's that look? That lowercase o in the URL is really killing me.
Yeah, just make it uppercase.
Yeah, but then that's weird. You don't uppercase URLs.
What are you talking about? Where are you getting that rule? You're getting a bunch of just bullshit like made up rules, Josh. Like you're making this up. Like there's no rules about that. So many URLs. You've seen a capital H, right? You've seen a
see how
for HTTP.
Yeah, I know the H makes more. See, okay. So I sent you the new version with the uppercase.
I don't. Okay. Okay.
It just looks wonky.
You're molehilling a. Well, it's because you have original film written above it, and then you have original film written right below it in a different way. Okay, I'll screen cap this, and we'll show note it, and we'll see what anyone. I mean,
maybe I get rid of the company name, and I just maybe the company.
I think you should leave the company. I think that if you can't get your email signature game together, like what can you offer original film, Josh? If we can't,
I should probably quit. Is what you're saying?
You should probably
change
careers.
My emails.
It's the most important thing to me is that you get this right. And that you get the lights on in your office. It's
yeah. Well, I didn't pay rent for my corner. So.
it's really bringing out the light in your eyes, though. You're having a good eye sweet. Day.
Oh. You can't tell. I'm having a really bad hair day.
I can't. I see. All I see.
I also forgot that people are going to be in my office, so I didn't shower or put deodorant on.
What the fuck, man?
So I'm a little bit of a mess.
You're actually sorry. You're late the one time that I'm on time, and then you got bacon stains. What's going on, Josh? And by breakfast, do you mean
it's probably some
do you mean
sausage.
Donuts?
No, okay. No. The girl made some a banana
that
pancakes,
girl.
But like banana with egg. That's it. So you mash up a banana, and then you put an egg in there, and then you mix it up, and then you griddle it like you would like a regular pancake.
Oh, what?
It's delicious.
I believe you. I'm with you. I'm behind you. And you're fed and you're well. That's nice.
Yeah, and I had some breakfast sausage.
There you go.
So you
did? Did you have it out of the tube?
Well, like legs.
No, out of the tube.
Oh,
the breakfast
you mean
sausage
like the long, like a patty.
Well, I mean, yeah, you usually cut them. Mm-hmm. You cut them into patties.
Yeah, No. These are pre-linked
up. I feel you on that.
How you doing? Oh. I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking about my year end list.
You had a year end list, and then you had an email signature.
I'm trying to figure out my email signature.
I'm very well, man. I'm real good. I'm having a good. We both went to Ohio recently, and
yeah,
I feel really good about that visit. It's not that I don't feel great about visiting home usually, but this time in particular, and it might be because my niece is speaking words, and so it's not just this automatic fawning for me. She actually likes me better than all of our other family members. And that's what we were going for the whole time. And now that she can say that, I feel like we're both in a more comfortable place.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're the cool uncle who lives in Los Angeles.
She gets the concept of California, and I'm blown away by it, that she understands that I live not with her. Maybe it's my own feeble mind that can't comprehend what a 5-year-old can comprehend, but I'm thinking, you know, hey, you know nothing of the world. But she's like, oh, are we taking you to, on the way back, she's like, on the way there, like, she picks me up from the airport. It's like, you came from California.
Like, she picks you up? She drives the Uber?
No, she drives, there's a Uber little tyke version, and it's that little orange and red car that comes by. He's standing up for, stand up! Yeah, that,
Yeah, my watch told me to stand up. Plus, I was trying to turn the lights on, and... Yeah. They're still not turning on.
I think sometimes we just have a dark episode. I'll get some proper blinds one day, and maybe I can have a dark episode. It's got me chipper.
Good.
You know, exchanging of gifts and being merry and seeing grandma and all that. I get all nostalgic. I get nostalgic pretty easily. I can just fall into nostalgia, like, incidentally, like, whoops, I'm real into my feelings about this right now. So just to do that on the level where it's appropriate, it's like, this is where I do this. And I also was gone for the most amount of time that I've ever been since moving. Actually, the longest time probably since high school. Or no, since the second year of college, when you go home for the summer. Right. I spent 15 days at home, which is just abnormal.
It's a long time.
Right. I almost got to the point where I was like, oh, man. I'm not annoyed, but I probably got to go.
Yeah.
The whole thing of just not, like, not having a bedroom and all that. Like,
Right. Did you sleep on a couch?
No, I slept on the living room floor some nights. I slept my it's weird.
Like an air mattress?
No,
or something?
No. I have a bed. My mom sets up a bed. It's not the guest room. It's an office. And it's my brother's old room, because my old bedroom is now my niece's bedroom when she's there.
Right.
So it's strange. It's a it's, you never really thought you would lose your bedroom, did you? Like, you didn't lose yours, did you?
Oh, no, I did. I mean, my bedroom at my parents' house there's a bed there, but it's not my room anymore. Okay.
Right. What is it?
Yeah.
What are they doing there?
There's a very small bed. Mm-hmm. There's like a twin size bed. It's like a guest bed.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like it's themed.
Oh.
There's a lot of like my mom has a lot of like Disney dolls. So there's a lot of those in there. And so they're usually just staring at me when I'm sleeping. And I'm staring back at them, and they win. They always win.
Yeah, they don't sleep, man.
Just staring for this. Their eyes don't. Their eyes don't
sleep,
like
Josh.
Them.
I'm Tinkerbell, and I love good boys.
Jesus.
But that's just it. Like, you go home and you realize how weird your family just really is, or you know, it's like, oh, now that I don't live here, you get to do whatever it is that you were up to while. Before I was around. And it's like, well, Josh, you know, I've always loved my Disney characters, and here they are on display.
Yeah, and now, and you decided to bounce, so we decided to, you know.
I saw a friend from elementary school, and he lived around the corner from me, and we rode the bus every day. And I made that ever familiar walk over And he had actually just happened to be clearing out his old room.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, Jay, we're almost 30. So, yeah. You're not 30 this year, right? You're 29, yeah?
Next year. God,
2018. No, 2017.
2017.
Feel that. 30. Ooh, my gosh. But he was cleaning out his old bedroom, and he was mentioning all the same things that we're mentioning now. I was like, yeah, it's sort of my room. He's like, they kind of just shoved everything into a box that I for some reason have to clean. Even though all of your stuff from your bedroom fits inside of this box, that box is as big as the room somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I always enjoy going through it and finding my old CDRs and remote controlled vehicles. I had a remote controlled Tony Hawk. I completely forgot that I had that. Yeah.
Really?
He was a skater. It was the slowest thing.
Did it come with like a little half pipe thing you could go up?
It came with a promise that you would have fun that it could not really hold up to too well.
Yeah. Did it like jump or anything? I guess I don't know.
What you could do is that you would line it up just right and it could tumble down the stairs perfectly and split in half.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been having a great past few weeks. We can elephant the room in a way where you and I are doing 8-bar challenge, which you posted yours.
Yeah, we should definitely talk about that.
Yours sounds so good. 8-bar challenge. Thanks, man. For listeners is a Twitter hashtag that I don't know. I just saw have you ever seen it? I've never seen it.
No, you sent it to me.
Someone posted it, or I was probably looking up stuff based on some of our new equipment, which we can get into that a bit later. The hashtag 8-bar challenge, and essentially producers or beat makers will make an 8-bar piece of music and just post it every week for the year. And you posted yours yesterday, and now I don't have to beat it because that's not what I'm thinking, but it sounds so very good. Can you tell me what you were, was that on the iPad and then you ported it over, or did you?
Yes, I did it on the iPad. The core of it is on the iPad. So like the actual drum pattern and then the sample, I guess it's a pattern too. The sample pattern and, that was all that was there, that I did on the iPad. And then I brought that over, to the, very, very, generous and beautiful gift you got, which was the desktop version and hardware version of it. And then I added one more, I finessed it. I duplicated the sample and EQ'd it. I could do all the things I really wanted to do on the iPad. So I can just have the bass part of the sample up higher, and then, you know, affect it so I can have a bass line.
Well done, man.
That was, thanks. And so then I finished that up Friday night and posted it.
Can we do this? Can we, since we can't, maybe in future episodes we can pipe in a tune, but can we use it for this episode's intro and outro?
Yeah.
And that way we can,
for sure.
And,
you see, I have questions about 8-bar challenge because there's not like an official website. There is a Twitter account that followed me when I posted. So I assume it'll follow you as well once you post with your hashtag. Mm-hmm. But so there's no rules except for it's 8 bars.
Yeah.
Right? Now, is it an 8-bar loop or is it an 8-bar?
What's fun is I was going to ask you that same question because I was actually disappointed when I listened to yours that I had to play it again. And my idea was that it definitely should only be 8 bars, but I think it should. I think you should repeat it like 4 times or something like that. That way, you can like if someone's like flowing over it or something like that, they're not gonna want to like you know replay it several times. Or maybe, right. Or maybe do a version of the track that's only the 8 bars, and then release a looped version of it that's
right.
Not necessarily posted on Twitter or something like that. Like beat
yeah.
for 8.
Maybe the 8 bar challenge is the 8 bar loop, and then you have the longer, fuller song version of it that maybe it goes different ways. It has an intro, it has an outro, maybe. Or whatever.
So that's definitely.
And which is separate from the actual challenge. Right,
the challenge itself you know? Is literal 8 bars, I suppose. But yeah. I mean, like, I.
But is it a loop, or do you do a whole? Do you try to do a whole song?
So my thought is, we are probably going to make up the rules for this. The people that are participating in it,
because I think it's just you and I.
No, not at all, man. What? No, there's. I think there's going to be. I don't know how I found it, but there must be some kind of. Maybe not sponsored, but I think it's going to be yeah. really interesting as things go on. And yeah, we'll definitely.
There is a website.
Oh, shit. Really?
The 8barchallenge.com. The 8barchallenge.com. Right.
And it's actually just a website that's promoting a pub crawl. So, Kidding.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So here's so wow. There's you know, we did not research enough.
Well,
there's a whole like a website. There's so how to submit. Write your 8 bars. You can save your audio as one 8 bar clip, or looping it 4 or 8 times for listening purposes.
Exactly.
And then upload it around on Sunday, and then they'll gather them all up and post them.
Yeah. So.
Upload it to SoundCloud with the tag 8 bar challenge, which I think I did. So you have a couple hours to get
yours. Yeah, no, out. I've been working on one, and I'll have it up, and I'll probably send it to you beforehand, and maybe you can.
Well, let's see. You've got it till 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, so you actually might have missed it.
Oh shit! All right, week one down.
But you can at least get it up.
Yeah, I'll still do it that way. And you know what? I don't think that they'll. What will they like? Yeah. You know, I mean, technically, you missed it as well if you didn't.
Yeah.
Do you submit it to this website or do you just post it?
Well, it says upload to SoundCloud with the tag 8 bar challenge, yeah. which I did use.
You did use it. All right.
I unknowingly did
you
it did. Correctly.
Hey, you did. You did what you needed to do. Wait, the link to enter
yeah. and there's yeah inspiration.
The link to enter week one is still open, so I'm gonna do that as this day comes to a close. Whoa, hey, yeah. Did you see this? There's an inspiration thing.
Yeah. So there's
did you see
new
this?
Beginning celebration part? I didn't. You're I'm just not seeing this now.
Okay, so
yeah, and then Kanye's new song is 4 bar loop.
Ugh. Okay. No. What do you think? Not only
the new one. You're yeah. Real Friends, right?
No, so it's not good. Even Real Friends. It's Facts with a clip of Real Friends, right?
No. The new one. There's Real Friends, the full track, and then a snippet of No Parties.
That's
in LA
what I meant. Kendrick. That's
yeah.
Maybe I haven't heard Real Friends. No, I have. And that song is way better than Facts, and I'm happy about that. And the album's going to be, you know, of course it's going to be... He's going to do it again. And I don't know, why do I sound such a dick about it? I suppose...
I don't know.
I'm weirded out by that Nike diss track.
Yeah, that wasn't so great.
And...
That was pretty bad.
I'm weirded out by it. It's because he... It's just like unnecessary, but that's my whole thing with anything Kanye is that it's so unnecessary. But that's his whole thing is that it is for whatever reason. And yeah. I've just never been really able to decode it and to pinpoint my my envy issues on it.
Yeah,
but you know that it's going to be another fucking awesome year for music. So. So yeah. do you want to try going for 10 shows this year?
10 total shows. Yeah, we're gonna do 2 a month.
2 a month. Oh, Tag H. So I was thinking.
Oh, concerts. Yeah, you mean 10 concerts? Yeah. No, we can do that.
But no, that
that's gonna happen.
That is the plan for this show, is to do 2 a month. And yeah. So I'm thinking that we'll, if we're churning out the 8 bars and we just use those for intros, we're already half of the way there. Because I mean, I can just bullshit with you for like 8 hours if you needed it, if you wanted it.
I know.
I just don't think I don't think that you want it.
I'm just in the dark.
Well, after we get the Cloud Lifter, I can't wait to hear how that sounds. We'll link to that as well. The what? Cloud Lifter, the
preamp.
I mean, your waves must look amazing. I mean,
my waves are. I wish I had like surf euphemisms.
My waves.
There are like surf metaphors I can make, but I can't because I'm.
Are you shredding the gnar of audio units? Fuck yeah. Killed it.
Shredding the gnar.
That's Josh cool. And I are going to be making beats on these native instrument machine hardware pieces. And so I think there's going to be, so there's going to be 2 shows a month, and then the music is going to really be a different beast as we have different tools to make it now. And
yeah, it's going to sound probably a lot different. Because, you know, I was listening back to the EP kind of thing, the sort of like beat EP thing I put out last year.
Yeah.
And like everything there sounds so different than even the first 8-bar challenge I did this year. Like the sounds are so much better with the machine than anything Logic ever had.
Right. And then also you have this groove, and you've also been studying under the likes of the selection masters, Mr. Carmack and Sango and shit. So Mr. Keijo.
It's different.
I wonder if anyone calls him Keijo. I'm gonna call it, if I ever meet Joe K, I'm gonna call him Keijo and see if he flinches. nigga, don't say that. Can he say that? No, that dude's like he's brown in a way. Is he Latino?
Oh, I think he's brown. Yeah, I think he's Hispanic.
Yeah. Which
But
yes. 8-bar challenge and then more Tag H for the ears.
More Tag H.
What more can you and I look forward to? That, I mean, I think that's what really has me in this high spirit thing is after visiting home and then coming back and having exciting stuff to do.
Yeah, and I'll be up your way in a couple of weeks. We'll get some new photos.
Absolutely. We'll get it.
And
should I get a haircut? Oh, I should get a haircut.
Oh, I'm going to get a haircut a couple days.
Risky.
Yeah.
No,
it is risky.
It's not as risky as the day of, right?
No. I can't do the day of. It's got to grow in right, a little bit.
I found a new place to get a haircut. I'll take you there.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, really? Oh boy!
Yeah, I had to stop going to Camille.
I
was getting a little more difficult.
I thought that we would be 50, and you would be like
you'd be 200 or something. It was getting more difficult because I was working on Saturdays, and he's open Monday or he's open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. And I was working. I'd been working Saturdays for the last 2 or 3 months. And either I got in there at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, or I didn't get in there at all. Because during the week he would close at 5. I work until 5, so I couldn't go during the week. I've been wanting to get my hair cut during the week because it's easier. I can just go after dinner or something. So I had to start going to Floyd's. I went to the blind barber once, and that was just a little too costly for what I got. But I got a good haircut that time. And it really set the tone for what I'm going to start getting.
So yeah, I went through the same thing, and that's always a good feeling knowing where you're going to go as far as getting a haircut. I went to the bowels of Amazon in order to get some hair products because no one has anything that I need up here, and it's really starting to wear on me a little bit.
Yeah,
and I had a friend ask me, why did you order your hair stuff online? CVS has everything. I'm like, I know what that feels like to have for CVS to have everything, but they just don't appear. It's just like there's like a section missing. So
you have to get special.
Right, product, I gotta get my S curl and. I wish I was still wearing S curl. Oh man, that was probably one of the best. That was one of the highlights of going home was watching this video of myself with my curlies. The family video.
So last night, Chelsea and I went to a bar mitzvah party. So I went to the actual mitzvah or bar mitzvah in the morning where the boy became a man at the temple. I filmed it. So that's it was like nasty. I went, but I was working. And at night, Chelsea and I went to the party. And there was a kid walking around there. He was 13. It was a 13-year-old version of you. Like, his hair was the same. Like that. Yeah. Like
the mess.
Kind of like what you're... It wasn't the fade that you're going for now, but it was that kind of like curly, mm-hmm. kind of all over the place kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And it just reminded me of you when
the weekend.
When we were his age.
I've definitely seen miniature versions of myself, and I do enjoy them. I wonder if other people experience that, though. Like, can kids and everyone's this lovely, unique snowflake, but sometimes you just see, like, you're either exactly what I was trying to do when I was smaller. Or you've surpassed it somehow, but that's always a treat. And I've had people tell me like that always tickles me. It's like that means that there's something that I did or was doing that was notable enough for you to say a young Brandon would do that, and that makes me feel good. It just makes me feel good. Yeah. On feeling good, Josh. We need to get some posse in here. We just need to. I think that's where we need to go.
I feel like the last 5 minutes have been positive.
I think you're right.
I mean, I'm so stoked for the 8-bar challenge.
Good. I think
like it's going to be so much fun.
It was right on time. It was right on time for because you've bestowed upon me many a gift, and I think this challenge is going to be a gift to you. It's almost this is. So I'm not going to invite you to do a 5K or a 10K. I just want you to make beats, dude.
Yeah, and it's fun because it's motivational enough. It's a thing. Like, I'm going to do it every week, so there's going to be and you're going to do it every week.
Yeah.
But like, I'm still learning a lot of things that you learned over the last like 10 years
about music in general, because the tool itself is like, still as new to me as it is to you.
Yeah. But just like theory stuff, like piano playing and what goes together to make a track. What do you need?
Right.
How do you play certain parts?
What do you like, call it?
That kind of thing.
Is it a verse? Is it a hook? Yeah. Is this the chorus?
Yeah.
All that lovely stuff. So,
and it's exciting that you and I have the same tool that I can actually send you something, and then you can either add something to it or tell me. You can actually look at what I'm putting together,
like, and outright and reject it and delete it, and tell you not to bring that and tell you not to bring that shit to my studio. No, absolutely. Yeah, that's I think there's going to be as far as the distance between us, I feel like we've actually somehow closed it a little bit with having the same tool in the same language to talk about this stuff. So and there's actually a bit of a leaf that I'm turning where I'm listening to audiobooks, and that's a bit new. And the reason I bring that up is that there's one about musicianship that I'm going to forward on over to you. And maybe, just maybe, you can listen to 20 less podcasts this year and you'll still break 500. we can indulge in that together.
Well, if John Roderick and Dan can stop doing 2.5-hour unboxing podcasts, then maybe I'll have some
audiobooks. So why hasn't my favorite podcast released a
No, there's a new Rover. That's what I was just talking about.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I haven't listened to it. Shit.
Yeah, it's good. It's long, but it's really funny.
Is it long because they haven't released that they didn't release one for what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? It was like 4 weeks.
It had been since like early November, yeah, I think.
Good
it
band.
Had been a while.
So anytime someone says early November, I'm gonna slip that in there. The last one was December 3rd, so they just went a whole month. And actually, yeah, a whole month. And then you think about us, where we put like 2 month lapses in it. If anyone's like ever at all clamoring for it, your troubles are over. Josh and I are pledging for two a month.
Two a month.
Mr. J.
Maybe we'll get some new listeners.
Get some new listeners. I mean, plus a lot is already fucking going on. I mean, we Drake album, Kanye album, fucking new Batman this year. I was going to say new Captain America this year. Which are we going to do that? Are you going to do the thing? Are you going to do what you usually do?
Of course I'm going to do the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Josh buys about 30 tickets.
And then I buy a lot of tickets, yeah. And then an hour before I return most of them because no one can come.
It's actually brilliant. You should just keep those, and then we'll sit. You should get 3 rows of ten in each row, and then we will sit 8 people inside of the second row and just have a perimeter around us.
Yeah.
With that,
I thought this show was sold out. There's no one here. One gentleman bought all the tickets.
You should buy all of the tickets except for two, and then
two in the very front row.
Two in the very front row, and it's you and the other 2 people that bought it up there, and then you just have fun with neuroses and the psychological damage that you inflict.
Yeah.
Yo, Doug. Time to close. You want to close it up? Close the bag. We're gonna have ourselves a good time. Good time this
year. Yeah, this is gonna be a good year.
Would you say that things are gonna happen this year?
Things are gonna happen this year.
Well done.